I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our geo-quiz today takes us to southwest India, to the state of Kerala. Kerala is the answer, by the way, to the geo-quiz. The state is home to India's billion-dollar coconut industry, but a severe shortage of climbers to pick the coconuts is threatening that industry. The state has responded by sponsoring a contest to invent a low-cost coconut picker. Aditya Sambamurti reports from the village of Karaiti.
Coconut picker Babu begins each climb with a prayer, asking God to protect him from harm. With nothing but a rope tied around his ankles, Babu bounds up the tree in seconds. He severs only the ripe nuts from their stems and lets them fall to the ground some 60 feet below. Many Indians use every part of the coconuts Babu picks for cooking, for yarn, as fuel, even as offerings in religious ceremonies. Babu's skills are in great demand these days. He's the last remaining climber in his village. Farmer Sajan George Painarath says he has to book an appointment with Babu months in advance. He's frustrated he can't find another climber.
Even though we've increased the wages, we're not getting climbers. Instead of harvesting every 45 days, we're harvesting every 2 months, every 3 months. We get fewer coconuts and we lose income.
Babu was born into a family of climbers. He learned to pick coconuts from his father. But he doesn't know if his two small children will follow in his footsteps.
No. I haven't decided yet. The kids can do whatever they choose to do. We are in an age where it's common for children to move away for work.
Coconut climbing is a very risky occupation. And this has been traditionally done by a particular community called the Thandan community in Kerala.
That's Minnie Matthew, chairwoman of India's Coconut Development Board. The Thandan community she's referring to used to be considered untouchables.
Now with educational advancement, social advancement and economic progress, the traditional climbers have moved on to other areas where there is better wages and better working conditions. Therefore, this shortage of labor, particularly for coconut harvesting, has assumed very serious proportions.
The labor shortage is rooted in a generation of policies aimed at increasing literacy and decreasing caste inequality. Keralites today are nearly universally literate. Thandan high school graduates qualify for reserved seats at colleges and in government, in India's version of affirmative action. Chitti Babu belongs to the younger generation of climbers who have turned away from their traditional job.
I make a lot of money as a cook's assistant. It's also not as hard. Climbing trees is exhausting work, but this cooking work is not as difficult. It's easy to make money.
India's Coconut Development Board has tried to address the labor shortage. They've subsidized insurance for climbers and funded the development of climbing machines. But Minnie Matthew concedes that India has not yet found the solution.
Some other countries, like the Philippines, they have coconut on a plantation scale. And therefore, it's more organized. In Kerala, you know, we can't go in for too much of automation because there is very close planting. And in between the palms, we have other vegetables growing, other crops being raised.
So Kerala's state government is sponsoring an international competition to develop a low-cost coconut picking machine. The winning design must be operated from the ground, must be easy to move, and must have a reach of 60 feet to pick the nuts from the canopy. Back in the village of Karaiti, farmer Sajan George Painarath says he would gladly invest in the winning machine, provided it works.
It's because we're not getting people that we're not climbing the trees. If we get a machine and it makes it very easy to harvest, then we'll definitely hire it and use it.
The state government is currently considering entries and plans to announce 8 finalists in March. The winner will receive about $20,000 to develop the machine that farmers hope can solve Kerala's coconut crisis. For The World, I'm Aditya Sambamurthy, Karaiti, India.